By Scott Industries. Enjoy the benefits of working at Scott's, including unparalleled opportunities for career advancement and a generous profit-sharing plan that is fully owned by the individual workers.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Supreme Court expected to rule this morning on the question of absolute immunity for Donald Trump and future presidents for actions taken while in office. ABC's M. Nguyen is in Washington with details.
In oral arguments earlier this year, the conservative justices seemed open to allowing some form of presidential immunity. Much of the oral argument centered around what constitutes as official versus a private act. The justices hinting they might send the case back to the lower court to sort that question out.
Former President Trump aide Steve Bannon to report to prison today. He must serve 4 months for refusing to cooperate with the Congressional January 6th committee. Hurricane Beryl taking aim at the Southeast Caribbean. It's a Category 3 storm right now. The Department of Justice set to offer Boeing a deal that would allow it to plead guilty and avoid a trial over the crash of the 737 MAX jets that killed more than 300 people. Some families of those who died are outraged over the deal. This is ABC News. Crews are trying to get control of a brush fire east of Los Angeles. The Sierra Fire has burned more than 300 acres in Fontana, California, close to Interstate 10. Officials say the flames are 15% contained. Cause of the fire under investigation. Meanwhile, evacuation orders near the Boulder View fire north of Scottsdale, Arizona, have been lifted. That fire is now 19% contained after burning through 6 square miles. A Florida lifeguard is credited with saving 7 people from drowning. ABC's Jacqueline Lee reports.
Veteran lifeguard Mariano Martinez now being called a hero. He was off duty at Lido Beach in Sarasota County last Saturday when he received an alert on his phone.
I saw many, many people in distress, fighting for their lives.
Several swimmers were caught in a rip current and dragged more than 200 yards offshore. Martinez jumped into action, grabbing his rescue gear, making multiple trips into the surf before bringing everyone back to safety.
Sherry Preston.
Join the legacy at Scott's Industries, a proud family-owned business for 75 years. They're expanding and looking for dedicated team members. Enjoy competitive wages, benefits, and a $3 per hour night shift bonus. No experience necessary. Just bring your enthusiasm. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 810 East Nebraska Street in Muscadet. Or give them a call, 739-3171, to learn more. Scott's Industries, where opportunity meets tradition.
Some notes on today in area sports over the weekend. Home talent baseball. Yesterday, it was Hollandale taking 2 from Muscadet, 18-0 and 5-2. Verona, 4-0 over Wyota. And Pine Bluff Mount Hora beat Argyle, 6-5. Arena shut out Ridgeway, 7-0 as well. Also over the weekend in HTL action, Sauk Prairie 7-5 over the Dells, and Reedsburg beat Wanakee 16-4. Mazamani 1-0 over Middleton. Ashton 10, Cross Plains 0. Sauk Prairie 10-5 over the Dells, and Middleton beat Cazenovia 12-5 on Saturday. Well, Bryce Tarrang hit Milwaukee's 5th Grand Slam in its last 8 games as part of a 7-run 4th inning, and the Brewers roll to a 7-1 victory over the Cubs. Freddy Peralta and Jacob Junis combined on a 2-hitter to help the National League Central leading Brewers win their 9th straight home series. Quite a run for the Brew crew, and they've been hitting the ball very well. Up next, the Brewers open a 7-game trip today with a first of 4 games at Colorado. Some other action from the National League. Pittsburgh 4-2 over Atlanta. St. Louis 2, Cincinnati 0. Philadelphia 7, Miami 6. San Francisco over the Dodgers 10-4. In the American League, Yankees 8, Toronto 1. Kansas City 6-2 over Cleveland. Detroit 7, the Angels 6. Minnesota 5-3 over Seattle. Texas 11 and Baltimore 2. Interleague play, Tampa Bay 5-0 over Washington, Boston 4, San Diego 1, Houston 10-5 over the Mets, Colorado 5, the White Sox 4, Arizona 5-1 winners against Oakland as well.
Did you know that a transmission flush and fill should be done every 50 to 60,000 miles to keep everything running correctly? Bindle Tire and Auto wants to help you keep your vehicle running as efficiently and economically as possible. Whether you need tires, brakes, oil changes, batteries, hoses, exhaust, transmission Flush and Fill. Cabin filter, serpentine belt, alignment check, digital alignment, or on the farm call, trust Bindle Tire and Auto to be there for you. If you have questions about your vehicle or need an appointment, call Bindles at 647-5851 today.
When the quality of your care and comfort matter most, the Kramer Infusion Center at the Richland Hospital and Clinics is here for you. We offer a wide variety of treatments in a comfortable, home-like environment for those battling cancers, Crohn's disease, hemophilia, or other health challenges requiring infusions. Because individual care plans are unique, it's best to call and ask if your care can be delivered close to home with us, the Richland Hospital and Clinics, caring, educating, healing.
Are you ready to buy a house? Do you know somebody looking to buy a house? Do you not know where to start? Do you not know where to apply? Do you just have some general questions about buying a home? Hey, Jason Schultz here with USA Mortgage, the Schultz Mortgage Team, your local mortgage expert. When I say expert, I mean that because mortgage is all I do. I don't want your checking account. I don't want your car loan. I just want to help you buy a house. Whether you need an FHA loan, a VA loan for veterans, a USDA loan, or a conventional loan, contact the Schultz Mortgage Team 7 days a week, 604-5068. We do not work banker hours.
A high of 75 today, partly cloudy and mild conditions, southeast winds around 10. Tonight, turning cloudy, showers and thunderstorms likely. Later on, a low of 59. Tuesday, mostly cloudy and more humid with a few rounds of rain and thunderstorms likely. A high of 76. And Wednesday, a slight chance of showers or thunderstorms early. Some sun developing and warm conditions and a high of 84. Right now, WRCO Studios, following a beautiful day yesterday, 83 degrees was the high. Our midnight mark was 56, and right now it is a cool 50 degrees.
Seemed like only yesterday we had a good thing going on. My love sure is blind. Don't it look that way to you? The last lesson about loving you, girl, is the first thing to learn about being a fool. But it's a lesson that goodbye. The perfect fall. The boy who didn't know a thing about love and a girl who knew it all. We were always on the same track, baby, but what I didn't see, my heart was like a penny on a rail. Your locomotive picking up steam, but it's a goodbye. And I'm learning, the woman gets it in mind that it's over there. The one who
Michael Peterson on WRCO, 10 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock. So it was an eventful weekend. The Brewers really got their bats going. My goodness. All these Grand Slams. A Grand Slam is kind of a rarity in baseball, Major League Baseball anyway. And here it is. They're smacking them all over the place with the bases loaded. So Brewers dropped just one over the weekend to the Cubs and come out smelling like a rose after that series. Now moving on with some West Coast games, and those are always tough. Hopefully the Brewers can keep it going right now in first place as we hit July and just a couple of weeks away from the All-Star break. Well, it's a good day and a shortened week for a lot of folks getting started today. Maybe you're heading down the carefree highway toward the 4th of July.
Picking up the pieces of my sweet shattered dream. I wonder how the old folks are tonight. Her name was Anne, and I'll be damned if I recall her face. She left me not knowing what to do. Carefree highway, let me slip away on you. Carefree highway, you've seen better days. The morning after blues, from my head down to my shoes. Slip away, slip away on you. Turning back the pages to the times I love best, I wonder if she'll ever do the same. Now the thing that I call living, just being satisfied with knowing I got no one left to blame. Carefree highway, I got to see you, my old flame. Carefree highway, you've seen better days. The morning after blues, from my head down to my shoes. Carefree highway, let me slip away. Slip away on you. Searching through the fragments of my dream-shadowed sleep, I wonder if the years have closed your mind. I guess it must be wanderlust or trying to get free. The good old faithful feeling we once knew. Carefree highway, let me slip away on you. Carefree highway, you've seen the better days. The morning after blues, from my head down to my shoes. Carefree highway, let me slip away, slip away on you. Me slip away on you. Carefree highway, I got to see you, my old friend. Carefree highway, you've seen better days. The morning after blue, from my head down to my shoe. Carefree highway, me slip away, slip away on you.
Stranger pulled up and met him outside his barn. Said, sir, I don't know if you ever would, but I built houses and neighborhoods, and I was wondering if you'd ever want to sell your farm. With his old dog barking and running around, he paused for a second,
down and said, "This is my dirt, these are my fields, where I harvest what I plant. That little pond, I catch bluegill. I built that barn with my two hands, where I raise my babies, a piece of me. Now this ain't just a piece of land. The money be great, but I can't part ways with a life that works. You can't put a greenback dollar on what it's worth. This is my dirt." Great-granddaddy bought it for 100 acres. He just got married when he signed the papers. Him and his brothers framed that old farmhouse. Every fence post here we put in the ground, ran the barbed wire and pulled the plow. Every last hay bale we built. Yeah, I'd hate to be the first to sell. This is my dad.
Justin Moore on WRCO, and this is my dirt. 18 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock on a Monday, we hope you had a good chance to maybe do some fun things over the weekend, if nothing else, maybe just enjoy a little ice cream in the shade. Perhaps you were a part of Thunderfest that went on Saturday. They had pretty good weather for that, absolutely. And then good reviews on the fireworks in Richland Center on Saturday night as well. And the music on Thunder from the Stage, lots of great stuff was played there. And again, good weather for it, so wasn't sweltering. We didn't have a bad storm come up like we did a few years ago. We've had a couple of times where some storms rolled in during the Thunderfest, Thunder from the Hills, but not this past weekend. We got along pretty well. We're at 50 degrees. That is so far the overnight lows. We head toward 75 later.
There's a special deal at U.S. Cellular where you can get 4 lines for just $90. It's perfect for you, barbershop quartet.
That's us.
And right now, it comes with 4 free phones of your choice with no trade-in needed. That's something to sing about. Let's try that again. 4 free phones.
4 free phones.
U.S. Cellular, built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
Hi, Travis with Wirtz Floor and Home in Spring Green. Want to give your house a new look? Whether it's one room or a whole house, we can help. From the industry's best Karastan carpet to exceptional hardwood floors by Mirage, or even if it's vinyl plank, we have it. Want a new kitchen or bath? We can help with that too. Quality products and quality service from a company you can trust. Wirtz Floor and Home.
Yeah. Welcome to Staples, young man.
Tomorrow's my big day.
Big day?
First grade.
Aw. Well, you know, Staples has crayons, markers, glue.
I need a laptop.
Oh, yeah, sure. With Staples Hot Deals, you can save up to $300 on select PCs for school.
Wait. The finances are mom's department.
Right.
I'm looking for performance, like a Core i7 processor.
Boy, first grade has really changed.
Tell me about it.
Save big on tech for school with super low Staples Hot Deals. Right now, get up to $300 off select PCs at Staples. Ends 8/24.
My name is Dale Bender. I'm speaking to you today on the value of the utility commissions. You may or may not know that utility commissions are public bodies designed to operate independently of the city with the exemption of borrowing or anything that requires them to work in conjunction with the government body that exists. On July 2nd, Richland Center City Council will have a discussion to dissolve the City Utilities Commission. The Utility Commission serves many benefits to the city and to the residents. In the 34 years of working for the City Utilities, I've never seen anything but the best intentions of the residents of the community as a priority for providing safe and reliable and affordable services while working with individuals and businesses to help them become more successful. They have led the way in the resurrection of economic development when other governmental bodies saw it as less important, as well as helping leading the way working with schools and businesses for youth apprenticeships and literally hundreds of other community accomplishments, all while managing three utilities that are operating in a high level of excellence on a state and national level. Please join me on July 2nd at the Richland Center City Council meetings to support the Richland Center Utility Commission. Thank you. I appreciate your time.
This announcement was authorized and paid for by Michael Kaufman on behalf of our community.
100.9 WRCO.
Blocked out the sky, made the stars all define. More of a Duro Queen, Pink G-Bone 35s. If I close my eyes, I can see you now. Your long hair blowing in the wind with the windows down. Now you're out in the world and I'm thinking about how we fell in love on the backboard. Running up in the morning, we knew I'm down. Girl, heaven only knows. Drive past the street where we first kissed. If I close my eyes, I can feel it now.
Oh,
News, weather, and sports comes up in just a bit here today from WRCO Radio. We're getting a little bit more sunshine. Temperature's not warming up yet, but we're at 50 degrees, starting out a little cool. Unfortunately, or maybe fortunately, it was a good night for sleeping weather, but maybe too good when that alarm goes off in the morning. Here's Darius Rucker.
Missing us and making that temperature rise. But girl, I'm gonna show you tonight. So let's drink what's left of this bottle of wine. Move a little closer till the sparks start flying. Turn the lights down low and pull the Conway off of the shelf. Then we'll dance through the kitchen and straight down the time. Love you slow, love you right. Shadows dancing on the wall. Your lips, your hips, your fingertips, every inch of you just fits like the shirt that I got on. Gonna love you, baby, all night long. So let's drink what's left of this bottle.
That's Darius Rucker on FM 100.9, WRCO, Country and Community. It's a special day reserved for family food and fun. The Village of Lone Rock invites you to join in the celebration of our nation's independence Thursday, July 4th, with a big parade at 11, followed by the EMS Chicken Barbecue at the fire station and the First Lutheran Church Chicken Barbecue at Fireman's Park. The celebration includes great food and drink, Tuningo at 4, meat panels and the big raffle at 6, and fireworks at dusk. No one celebrates the 4th of July like your friends and neighbors in Lone Rock.
Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center is your local, family-owned, award-winning dealership for over a century. We always have one of the largest selections of trucks in Southwest Wisconsin. JonesChev.com is updated daily with specials on new and pre-owned vehicles. We even have a secure credit application online to help us help you faster. Bad credit? Good news, we can help. Our special finance manager, Melanie, has some custom finance options and is eager to help. Jones Chevrolet, Richland Center, your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevy, together let's drive.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
News at 6:30 is sponsored by Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy, or full-service pharmacies, caring for you and about you, and by BL Signs. Today's forecast calls for a high of 75 with partly cloudy conditions at times, mild and a southeast wind around 10 later on today. Right now in Richland Center with some sunshine, we start out at 50 degrees.
BL Signs LLC is a full-service sign design and signage construction company located near Richland Center. They specialize in manufacturing all types of interior and exterior signage for all applications. The goal at BL Signs is to provide all customers with high-quality custom signage, competitive pricing, and on-time delivery. From electric message centers to interior door signs, they do it all. BL Signs, 647-0149.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I am Phil Nee. Here is what you need to know. AAA projects Independence Day travelers will set new records both nationwide and in Wisconsin. More than 70.9 million people around the U.S. are expected to travel 50 miles or more away from home. Nearly 1.6 million of those will be Wisconsinites. AAA's Independence Day travel forecast measures domestic trips of 50 miles or more during a 9-day period from Saturday, June 29th to Sunday, July 7th. AAA projects a record 60.6 million people will travel by car over Independence Day week. That's an additional 2.8 million travelers compared to last year. This number also surpasses 2019, when 55.3 million people traveled by car over the July 4th week. The number of domestic air travelers is also expected to set a record. Nationally, AAA projects 5.74 million people will fly to their July 4th destinations. That's an increase of nearly 7% compared to last year and a 12% increase over 2019. AAA booking data shows domestic airfare is 2% cheaper this Independence Day week compared to last year, and the average price for a domestic roundup ticket is $800. Airports will be packed throughout the week. AAA recommends arriving 2 hours early, reserving parking ahead of time, and traveling with carry-on luggage versus checked bags to save time and money. More than 4.6 million people are expected to travel by other modes of transportation, including buses, cruises, and trains. This category is seeing an increase of 9% compared to last year. But this year's number is shy of 2019's figure of 4.79 million. Despite concerns about inflation, total travel is increasing on growth in consumer confidence, wages, and continued strength in consumer spending. Consumers are expected to increase spending by 5.5% compared to a year ago. Real GDP growth will remain modest, rising 2.5% from last year. Americans will have to dig deeper into their wallets to enjoy an Independence Day cookout with friends and family for the fourth consecutive year. In November 2020, food inflation was running at just 3.9% annually. Fast forward to April 2024, and the latest data shows food prices have skyrocketed a whopping 25.8%. Prices for 4th of July barbecue staples are up across the board. Since November 2020, the cost of beef has risen 20%. Chicken is up 25%, bread has increased 28%, and fruits and vegetables are up 21%. That means everything from burgers, hot dogs, chicken wings, fruit and veggie trays, and more will cost consumers significantly more than 4 years ago. Consumer Emergency Price for the Food and Energy Report found that the average American family of four paid nearly $15,656 in 2023 for food, an increase of 5.8%. That follows 2022, a year in which Americans spent more on food than ever before. Combined, that's nearly a $2,500 increase in 2 years. An unexpected death shocks Racine County. Racine County Executive Jonathan Delagrave died unexpectedly early Friday morning. Delagrave was 51 years old and first elected county exec in April of 2015 and reelected in 2019. Governor Tony Evers called Delagrave an exceptional leader and devoted public servant. Racine State Senator Van Wangart said Delagrave was like a little brother to him and a true public servant. Racine Mayor Corey Mason has known Delagrave since they were teenagers, and his death has shaken the community. Another court status date has been set for the man to have last seen the missing 3-year-old Elijah Vu. 39-year-old Jesse Vang's lawyers were back in a Manitowoc County courtroom Friday afternoon and asked for another status date. This comes after Vang's attorneys told Judge Robert DeWayne they want the status date because of future discovery from prosecutors. Vang was the last to see Elijah Vu before he went missing from his Two Rivers apartment back in February. Vang told police after dropping off his son at a bus stop, he saw Elijah and went to take a nap. When he woke up, he said Elijah was gone. Vang is facing child neglect charges and will be back in a Manitowoc County court in September. Elijah's mother, Katrina Bauer, will be back in court next Monday. Damage control for the Biden campaign. Maryland Governor Wes Moore campaigned for President Joe Biden in Madison on Saturday following last week's subpar debate performance. Moore told WISN-TV that even Biden acknowledged the Thursday night debate wasn't his best night. Moore said that the debate clearly showed the differences between the candidates. He said Biden is focused on the future, investing in all of us and building collectively, while Donald Trump is focused on how you can tear us apart. Moore said that's not a vision that he believes in. Despite the alarm over the debate, Democrats, including Governor Tony Evers and Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson, said they're standing by the president. Steer clear of people offering cheap fixes for flood damage. Advice from Bo Vang from the Better Business Bureau, who says criminals are out there looking to run off with your money. She said to be aware of quick fixes and big promises that they do not intend to keep. While not all may be criminals, traveling contractors might be licensed for your area or maybe not. If you do need to get flood repairs to your home, contact a local trusted contractor. Find out more online at BBB.org.
Reducing the risk of illness is easy with a visit to Center Pharmacy or Boscobel Pharmacy. Center and Boscobel Pharmacy are your vaccination headquarters for the flu, pneumonia, and shingles. No appointment needed. The helpful staff will have you in and out in no time, often at no charge with qualifying insurance or Medicare. Don't wait. Get protected today at Center Pharmacy on Orange Street or Boscobel Pharmacy in downtown Boscobel. The Shingrix vaccine is in stock, proven to be 90% effective for the prevention of shingles.
Today's forecast is a very nice one, a high of 75 projected for today. Southeast winds around 10. Tonight turning cloudy, showers and thunderstorms likely later on with a low of 59. Tuesday 76, more humid and a few showers possible and thunderstorms. Still some showers and thunderstorms Tuesday night and a low of 64. Saturday 84 for a high, and for the 4th, a high of 83 Thursday, a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms, especially from the evening hours on. Yesterday's high was 83 degrees, and the midnight mark was 56 this morning. We have some sunshine, and right now we're at 51, up one from the overnight low.
Looking for the perfect lift chair? A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in Richland Center has you covered. We carry the Ultra Comfort line of lift chairs. These top-of-the-line American-made lift chairs are customizable with options like extendable footrests, waterproof fabric, and some have a weight capacity of up to 600 pounds. Whether you need extra help standing or just want to lounge in luxury, visit A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet at 172 South Church Street today for the ultimate in comfort and convenience. Your perfect lift chair is waiting.
At A&W, it's always a good time for a float. Date night, you'll love a float. Celebrating, you'll love a float. Craving creamy vanilla soft serve and made fresh root beer in a frosty mug? You'll definitely love a float. Only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer. Always at A&W. Your A&W is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by soon and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary, tax extra.
A sports update is sponsored by the Homesteader Store, Southern Wisconsin's tractor experts. Coming up, a look at weekend baseball locally, and the Brewers continue to swing the big bats.
Kubota has the industry-leading BX Series subcompact tractor. Hi, this is Rick from the Homesteader Store. The BX tractor is a real tractor in a small package. It is diesel-powered, four-wheel drive, hydrostatic transmission, power steering, allowing a novice to operate it like a pro. It can have a loader, mower, backhoe, and three-point attachments. Kubota has various rebates and great long-term financing. See the full line of Kubota products at the Homesteader Store, Highway 14 East, or at homesteaderstore.com.
Yesterday in local baseball from the Hometown of Baseball Western section, Arena was a winner over Ridgeway 7-0. Pine Bluff Mount Horeb 6-5 over Argyle. Verona 4, Wyota nothing. Hollandale took 2 from Muscadet, 18-0 and 5-2. Also on Sunday, Belleville 3-2 over Scholesburg Benton. On Saturday, Dodgeville beat Blanchardville 11-3. Yesterday in the northern section, it was a victory for Sauk Prairie over the Dells, 7-5. Reedsburg, 16, Wanakee, 4. Mazamini edged Middleton, 1-0. It was Ashton, 10, Cross Plains, 0. A win as well for Sauk Prairie, 10-5 over the Dells in the nightcap of the doubleheader. On Saturday, Middleton defeated Cazenovia 12-0. On Friday night, Cazenovia and Plain nearly got a game, or enough to get the game completed, but it was called 5-5 in the bottom of the fifth because of rain. Monona was a winner over Rio by a score of 2-0, and Columbus 6-1 over Sun Prairie. A win for Monona over Waterloo 17-5 in the eastern section. In American Legion baseball yesterday, Legion Post 225 defeated Viroqua Legion 18U by a score of 8-2. When Bryce Terang homered and the bases were filled on Sunday against the Cubs, it was Milwaukee's fifth grand slam in 8 games. That blast highlighted a 7-run fourth inning in the Brewers' 7-1 victory. Starter Freddie Peralta claimed his 6th win, combining with Jacob Junis on a 2-hitter. Christian Yelich also went deep with 1 on board. Also in the fourth, it was the second grand slam for Terang in the last 5 games. While most of Major League Baseball is off today, the Brewers are back at it, getting ready for a 4-game series at Colorado. Bryce Wilson starts the first game of that series coming up this evening. Elsewhere yesterday, Pittsburgh 4-2 over Atlanta, St. Louis 2-0 over Cincinnati. It was Philadelphia 7 and Miami 6. San Francisco beat the Dodgers 10-4. In the American League, Yankees 8, Toronto 1, Kansas City 6-2 over Cleveland. Detroit 7, the Angels 6, Minnesota beat Seattle 5-3, Texas 11, and Baltimore 2. Interleague action, Tampa Bay 5-0 over Washington, Boston 4, San Diego 1, Houston 10-5 against the Mets, Colorado 5-4 over the White Sox, and Arizona 5-1 against Oakland. Third down efficiency is a major offensive stat, but sometimes it's better not to get there. The best offenses make big gains on first and second down plays. That was a weakness for the Packers last season and something they intend to do better with a young offense that's growing up together. Sharp Football Analysis reports Green Bay with 18th out of 30 teams when it comes to how many third down snaps it had. Quarterback Jordan Love in his second season as a starter says it would be a great thing to be optimistic that they can do better in that category this coming year. Simone Biles is headed back to the Olympics. The gymnastic star clinched an automatic spot on the 5-woman U.S. team by breezing to victory at the Olympic trials. Biles posted a 2-day total of 117-225 in what was essentially a tune-up before the games. The 2016 Olympic champion appears as good as ever at the age of 27. Paul George is leaving the Clippers. His now former team announced Sunday night, with all signs pointing to the 9-time All-Star perhaps returning to the Eastern Conference and joining the Philadelphia 76ers. And it looks like the Bucks front office is ready and willing to part with valuable pieces to improve the team's roster. Yahoo Sports and Hoops Hype both say other league executives believe Milwaukee will make players like Pat Connaughton and Bobby Portis available in high-profile deals. Most of the early talk is centered report on veteran center Brook Lopez. Connaughton looks like the most likely trade candidate due to his modest $9.4 million contract. If it happens, it means the Bucks are ready to increase minutes for players like A.J. Green, Marlon Beauchamp, and Andre Jackson Jr. With a look at sports, I'm Phil Nee.
Are you thinking about me? Are you thinking about me? and are you thinking about me? Do you hide your phone? Did you change my name? When he wants to go to our go-to place, do you tell him you can't? Then go out of your way to be somewhere, any damn where I ain't. When you're tasting what he's drinking, are you thinking about me? When you're riding where he's driving, are you missing my street? Every time you close your eyes, tell me who do you see? When you're tasting what he's drinking, are you thinking about me? Coming over tonight, with that truck in your drive, whose mind is like you know it's supposed to be. When you're up in his bed, am I up in your head, making you crazy? Tell me, baby, are you thinking about me? Are you thinking about? Are you thinking about? When you're tasting what he's drinking, are you thinking about me? Don't know where you at, girl, I know where you ought to be.
Morgan Wallen on WRCO Radio. Our amazing team starting to arrive here. Hank and Joanne, and oh, it looks like Oli the cat, too.
Want to test drive nationwide 5G coverage with U.S. Cellular?
Sure.
Download the U.S. Cellular Try Us app. Want to test drive U.S. Cellular even faster? Just get a race car driver to be your personal chauffeur.
Just let me buckle my... Hey, my calls and data work great out here.
Test drive U.S. Cellular's nationwide 5G coverage free for 30 days.
You can pull over now, please.
U.S. Cellular, built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com/try us.
Tired of counting sheep? Hi, this is Travis with Wirtz Floor and Home. Did you know that 1/3 of your life is spent sleeping? The 7 to 9 hours we should spend catching Z's helps the body heal itself, activate the immune system, and give your heart a break. Want to sleep on a Wisconsin-made high-quality mattress? Stop down to our new sister company, Bed & Linen, located on Highway 14, Spring Green, and let us show you why we wake up so refreshed.
Life and relationships are complex. Are past events, today's worries, or feelings of anxiety or depression keeping you from living your best life? Gunderson Baskerville's behavioral health specialists provide personalized outpatient counseling for children and adults in a safe, judgment-free environment. Prioritize your physical and mental well-being. To schedule a behavioral health appointment in Baskerville, Fenimore, or Muscadet, call Gunderson Baskerville today.
It's a special day reserved for family, food, and fun. The Village of Lone Rock invites you to join in the celebration of our nation's independence Thursday, July 4th, with a big parade at 11, followed by the EMS Chicken Barbecue at the fire station and the First Lutheran Church Chicken Barbecue at Fireman's Park. The celebration includes great food and drink, Tuningo at 4, meat paddles and the big raffle at 6, and fireworks at dusk. No one celebrates the 4th of July like your friends and neighbors in Lone Rock.
Donald Trump brags he nominated the justices who overturned Roe v. Wade, getting rid of the constitutional right to abortion.
Well, I did something that nobody thought was possible. I got rid of Roe v. Wade. For 54 years, they were trying to get Roe v. Wade terminated, and I did it, and I'm proud to have done it.
Donald Trump not only took away abortion rights, he wants to monitor pregnant women and punish those who seek an abortion. Just listen.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion? Yes or no? As a principle?
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah.
Banning abortion, monitoring and punishing women. That's how far Trump might go in a second term. Visit abetterwisconsintogether.org/TrumpMonitor to tell Donald Trump his views on abortion are too extreme for Wisconsin. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
100.9 WRCO.
Parker McCollum on WRCO Radio. A Quiet Place Day One, making noise at the box office. The prequel earned an estimated $53 million in its first weekend in North American theaters, according to studio estimates on Sunday. The same could not be said for Kevin Costner's self-financed Horizon, an American Saga Chapter One, which debuted $11 million with the take. Day One also missed out on number one by just a hair. That title again went to Disney and Pixar's juggernaut Inside Out 2, which made an estimated $57.4 million in its third weekend in the theaters. So that's doing well at the box office, and it's starting out now to be a little bit better summer for the movies that the people are going to. More people are going to films. Over the weekend, a sad story. Martin Mull, hip comic and actor from Fernwood Tonight and Roseanne, died at the age of 80. Very funny man, who had a small role in the Norman Lear series Mary Hartman, Mary Hartman, and became a star in the spinoff Fernwood Tonight. Also was in films such as Mr. Mom and Clue, and a regular on Roseanne. I believe he was Roseanne's boss, the owner of the diner at one point in that particular show. He also was appearing in roles such as Arrested Development and Veep as well. Martin Mull, at the age of 80, has passed away. Entertainment News on this Monday morning, July 1st. I'm not ready for July. June, the month of June is my favorite month. Of course, June is my favorite person too, but the month of June, I think, is my favorite month. And